Safari Joe is trained in computer science and writes software for a company out of Boise, Idaho. Aside from his day job, he enjoys writing and performing music. Jet Fessler, owner and producer of Y-Sound, says he is working on a 12-song record for Safari Joe.
He's come in and just recorded a lot of his stuff just acoustically, where it's him playing and singing. And then on some of them, I've added some parts, like some little synth sounds, or even I've added bass and guitar and drums too.
Safari Joe has been playing guitar for around 5 years.
Pretty much when I started playing guitar, immediately I started to write music. I started to write songs. And that's partly because I had already been playing piano, and I had been playing piano a good portion of my life and had written songs before. So when I picked up the guitar, it just seemed very natural to immediately write songs. And that's what I just started to do right away. I mean, within a month, within 3 weeks, I had my first song.
Safari Joe says although writing songs has come easy, learning to play the guitar has not.
You have to work really hard on the guitar. And I actually have a lot of nerve damage in my fingers, things that most people can do are just an incredible struggle for me, and sometimes my fingers just don't cooperate. That's a huge challenge.
He says the nerve damage has become so difficult that an activity as simple as washing his own hair can be a challenge.
I've had a number of accidents. It seems to be a little bit congenital, and we think I have a condition that's called inclusion bodily myositis, which basically causes nerve damage throughout the body. And so it's not just in my arms and my fingers, though it's very pronounced there. I'm incredibly weak. I have hardly any strength in my arms. And it's getting worse.
Safari Joe says, although he is pretty comfortable on stage, it's frustrating to watch people who are physically more capable to play the guitar. For him, music has served as a therapeutic outlet.
Working my fingers constantly, I'm sure, is helping this condition to, you know, maybe not progress as fast as it would otherwise. But also just emotionally, it's certainly, just generally, music is very therapeutic for me emotionally. It feels like a journey. It totally feels like every song is taking me to a new place in the universe, you know, and that's my path, that's my journey.
Safari Joe's record is called Under the Burl.
Burl is that big kind of lump or knot that you'll see on the side of a tree. I use that to symbolize the belly of Buddha. It's under the burl of Buddha's beautiful belly. That's how the song starts.
He performs at open mic nights and hopes to continually improve his guitar skills. On his stage name, Safari Joe,
it should be noted that I've never been on a safari tour.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Nicole Heaps.
And my world melt too. I'm dreaming.